Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here, sitting in for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And this broadcast is going to be, in my opinion, the epitome of why Infowars.com and Alex Jones is so damn important. Because we are going to spend the majority, if not all of this hour, presenting a true contrarian viewpoint on, you guessed it, Elon Musk. Somebody who, at least in right-wing media and alternative media right now, has been erected as some type of savior. And I am here to warn you that the only person that is going to save you is you. And that we cannot invest in puppeted globalist billionaires, period. And if you don't think that Elon Musk is one of those billionaires, let's start here. Elon Musk gained a 600% wealth increase over the COVID 1984 nightmare. You can check this out at moneytransfers.com. Now, to put that in perspective, other awesome people, other great billionaires that love us so much, also had huge increases. Jeff Bezos, he obviously loves you. Bill Gates, boy, does it get any more of a love fest? Warren Buffett, Larry Page, and Sergey Brin. Now think about that for a second. During this total and complete takeover of not only our elections, but our free speech and thought over the last 2+ years, a medical martial law tyranny being instituted, they allowed Musk to increase his wealth. And let us not forget that he was also espoused by the good people at Time Magazine as the person of the year in 2021. You know, the same magazine that proudly wrote an article how the election in 2020 was fortified by the good guys. Now, these are really only the beginnings of the things that we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about him pushing transhumanism, climate change, and yes, warfare in Russia and the Ukraine based in space-based weapon systems that he's partnered with DARPA on. Okay, let me repeat that. Partnered with DARPA on. You know, those good people at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Now, before we get into all of that, I will give the Musker nuts his due. Because one of the reasons that people have fallen for this facade, in my opinion, is he's spoken truth on a plethora of issues. We may even have time to play, for instance, where Musk talks about overpopulation being a myth, which it is, and that this planet could handle many times the amounts of humans that are currently on the planet. He's telling you the truth there. He told you the truth about artificial intelligence and its dangers at one point. Absolutely did that. He's telling you the truth when he tells you you're being censored online. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely 100%. But at the same time, he's not only being pushed by Time Magazine, he's being pushed by another transhumanist that we've played clips on this show of, and we're going to do so now. And that man is Dennis Bushnell. Dennis Bushnell, still the chief engineer over at NASA. He is a talking head for the Defense Department and beyond, and has been around pre-Apollo since the Gemini days. And although we've shown you this clip before, we're going to go back to 2011, because in this very, very long clip, we're not going to play all of it, this man talks about what? Instituting population control. Malthus 101 says the code word is sustainability, brags that they may genomically alter human beings. We've all seen the Musker nuts talking about mRNA technology and how it can change your genes and how you could turn somebody into a butterfly if you wanted to. A lot of echoes here. And maybe the most stark thing that was said by Bushnell in this is that they had already put 10,000 brain chips in humans. We're not talking cochlear implants. We're not talking retinal implants. We're talking about the real deal memory / super soldier type brain chips. And we're not only going to play this clip, but we're going to play a clip from 2018 where that number is no longer 10,000, as you can imagine. But in 2014, he told you how 40,000 people had these brain chips. And in 2018, we'll play it for you, 200,000 people with these type of brain chips. We're in 2022, and this man has written down a blueprint that was published in 2001, prior to 9/11, called Future Strategic Issues and Future Warfare circa 2025, where he lays it all on the line in a timeline of a transhumanist future nightmare of total surveillance and control. Okay? So let's start here. Let's play Dennis Bushnell talking about population control, which they may institute along the way, and Malthus 101. Remember, Malthusianism is the price of a life and goes right in line with these predator class globalists.
The culprit is sustainability. The crashing of the ecosystem is due to population growth and the way we're now living, our standard of living. The estimates vary between 30 and 50% of a planet that we're currently short to sustain the standard of living and the current population, much less the population growth. As the Asians and their billions come up as they are at 9 to 11% growth rate to Western standards of living, we're going to be short three more planets, and they're not readily available. This will result in peak everything. This will result in standards of living plunging. There's a partial solution to this, and that is to switch to halophyte salt plants.
And by the way, this partial solution he espouses well over a decade, and yet it's never been instituted. And by the way, he says it's not a partial solution in other videos. No, 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 no. It is actually a way to solve food, water, and energy. But you know what? That technology would empower the people, and we couldn't use code words like sustainability to enslave them, to control them, to put them on a carbon market system. And remember, Musker Du was the anointed one for his Tesla Motors because, you know, that's going to solve climate change. I'd also like to point out that Elon Musk was so happy to put together a new sustainable house. Sustainability, lower standards of living for you and me. You think the Musker Du is going to be in sustainable living? Well, if you believe the propaganda that they put out there about this guy, that he's just an average guy and he's helping everybody. He's couch surfing. Oh yeah, Elon Musk doesn't even have a home right now. He's out couch surfing. He's Cato Kalin apparently. He's in the guest house. Like, do you believe these things? Now, on the flip side of this, we are going to have to dive deep into how Elon Musk is helping to start World War III. The man is outwardly challenging Putin to single combat over the Ukraine and then getting in fights with members of Russian parliament while arming the Ukrainians with his Starlink satellites that are being used in drone warfare. This is total and complete insanity, and we must bring this to light. I watched the Tuckster last night. This is what he got wrong. He talked about the Democrats wanting to go to war, while Elon Musk says we will coup who we want to coup. We will be back on the other side at Infowars.com. That's why this is the place to donate. This is the place to support. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and make that purchase for free speech. And we are back. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're talking about Elon Musk and the other side of the story. Before we get into his involvement in the Russia-Ukraine situation, I want to play just a little bit more of Bushnell before he praises Musk for his what? Work with human brain interfaces, aka microchips, that have been developed for human use by the Defense Department, by DARPA, over the past several, and we're talking about 3, 4, 5, maybe more, decades. Okay? This is not new technology. This is what is known as procurement systems they develop with about 15 years, and then they house them for about 40 years and distribute them consumer-wise through what? Trojan horse civilian systems. And I will argue to you right now that Elon Musk and his front companies are those Trojan horse civilian systems. So let's go back to our good friend Dennis Bushnell for a moment. And he's going to explain to you once again that this is Malthus 101. Oh, well, who's going to be instituting the population control when he says we? Because it's certainly not going to be Jason Burmis. And I'm sure that the United States government's not just going to announce that they're going to institute population control, or the United Nations is going to announce that they're going to institute population control. So ask yourself, who is the we that Dennis is speaking of?
Well, this is Malthus 101. These innate ecosystem restrictions and shortfalls will necessarily shift world econometrics from a growth mantra to one of sustainability, with possible population control instigated along the way that changes everything.
Think about that. That changes everything. That changes everything. And you got people like Yuval Noah Harari walking around yapping about a post-human world. All right? This is their move. Make no mistake about it. And what I want to do right now is I want to bring up another clip right here of Bushnell praising Musk before talking about what? Weaponized satellite systems. Okay? And why are we going to play this clip? Because the weaponized satellite systems are now being utilized in Russia. Make no mistake about it. That is exactly what is going on right here. These Starlink systems are being used for drone strikes. And if Twitter wasn't down on the desktop right now, it appears they're having problems with the website. I wonder if it's some kind of a malicious attack. And of course, if it is, it'll probably be protesters of Elon Musk making him even more of a folk hero for those looking for free speech when I don't trust him at all. Posing with the Starlink. Well, maybe what you didn't know is that literally over two weeks ago, they launched the spy satellites with SpaceX, you know, the thing that's going to bring us to the moon and Mars. Oh, no. That's not for you. That's not for us. That's the Hollywood feel of humans and space travel. Okay? Instead, what SpaceX is doing, it's launching Falcon 9 rocket satellites and U.S. spy satellites, a.k.a. the Blackjack program from DARPA. Okay, here's another one over the summer. The Mandrake 2 satellites, part of that DARPA program. Okay? And, you know, they tell you right out there that it is the Starlink for the military. Now, even if it was just Starlink, those are what are known as Trojan horse civilian systems. So is it a coincidence that Elon Musk is man of the year and he's made 600% of his wealth over the COVID-1984 nightmare and he's launching military satellites and being praised as a hero as we start a proxy war that may lead to World War III and says we'll coup who we want? I'm sorry, these are things that I just can't get over when he's telling you, can have a brain chip put in your head at a robot kiosk in only 6 hours, and then you can listen to Taylor Swift in your brain. Wow. Awesome. Totally what I want. So here's Dennis Bushnell now talking about Elon Musk and his work with these human brain interfaces.
Humans are now becoming cyborgs. We have cochlear implants to hear, artificial retinas to see, artificial hearts to live, artificial limbs to move, artificial organs to function, and brain chips. There's a couple hundred thousand people wandering around with brain chips now.
A couple hundred thousand people wandering around with brain chips now. This is 4 years ago. That's what he's publicly stating. Is that in the news? Are we talking about that on any level? We're talking about super soldiers, the real deal. And every time super soldiers come up, people want to talk to me about China. Hey, get with the program. Post-World War II, United States black programs and underground bases like Area 51 that have helped push the alien mythos were not only involved in propulsion and energy systems, but genomically changing human beings. Chimeras, transhumanism, reality. So, you know, Dennis loves the Muskernuts.
Affects congenitally defective brains and increasingly defects memory and other things. DARPA's working on brain chips for super soldiers. And people are now working, thanks to Musk and other people funding on direct machine-brain communications. It's not us versus them, us versus the machines. We're merging. And this is the human evolution of the humans. There is no more natural evolution of anything. People are convinced that the human evolution of everything is 10 million times faster than any natural evolution. And so this is just part of the human evolution of the humans, which will apply in a little bit when I talk about something else.
So let me just stop it right there before we get into the satellite systems on the flip side of this break. He's telling you evolution is over unless we're at the helm of it. And in his little document from 2001, what does it say? Well, it says that the bio-nano era will enter into 2020. And in 2020, billions of people were injected with DARPA bio-nanotechnology. Now, they don't know how long this is going to last. No, they don't. But they know at the end it's the virtual age. And the virtual age isn't just the metaverse. And it's not just you logging in to not go to work from your living room. Dennis Bushnell will tell you it is you uploading your consciousness to the machines, whether you like it or not. Let that sink in. And Musk is a huge part of that transhumanist movement. So on the other side, we're going to talk about World War III. We're going to talk about Elon Musk. We're going to talk about fake heroes and so much more at InfoWars.com, where your donations and your support are needed now more than ever. So get to InfoWarsStore.com and we'll see you on the flip. And we are back. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in the fourth hour. And we're going to talk a little space warfare, because if you didn't know, right behind me on the screen, if you are an audio listener only, is a 1983 Time magazine cover. Now, again, Time loves to promote that propaganda. A Mr. Man of the Year, Elon Musk. And at the time, they were pushing the Star Wars program, the strategic initiative, the initial weaponizing of space. Now, you could argue that really the beginning of that came with the first Russian satellite and DARPA's predecessor, ARPA. And at the same time as those were being born, so was NASA, and so was a thing called Bourne Classified that allowed black sites like Area 51 to come into fruition. I would advise people to please read the vast works of Annie Jacobson, currently working on a book that she says terrifies her. I have a funny feeling that it's really about transhumanism, and that's why it terrifies her, because she's talked about Area 51. She's talked about Operation Paperclip. She gets how this moves into what? The Pentagon's brain, aka DARPA. She's talked about that technology being utilized, beta tested, if you will, in Afghanistan and Iraq via First Platoon. Okay, so she's worth reading. But you know what? InfoWars is worth supporting because guys like Robert Bowman, who were a part of this strategic initiative of the Star Wars program, guess what? They came on Alex Jones and they told the truth and said that the program was absolutely successful and highly classified. Now, our good friend here, Dennis Bushnell, while speaking at Fire 2018, has already discussed space warfare and its reality. I know, Space Force is a big joke. It's really just an extension of what they had via the Air Force, right? They're already, that's where they're launching SpaceX out of Vandenberg, where the secret space programs have been taking place in large part, obviously in other areas as well. But here, he's going to be asked about weaponized satellite systems that the Russians have. And I want you to take note on what's said and how Dennis thinks it's hilarious when he answers the question.
Is the Russian satellites moving in unknown and unusual paths. In other words, satellites are no longer just satellites, but now they are... They are moving around in unknown and unexplained patterns. Can you comment on that and the evolution you see of satellites with that similar technology?
And the second one is the Russians apparently have satellites up there that they're moving in strange ways, and there may not be normal satellites, maybe doing something different. So what's that all about?
You see the huge smile on his face? You got to understand, part of Bushnell's job is to be a spokesperson for these technologies. Okay, to empower the military-industrial complex, which he is a high ranking bureaucrat. You see that big old smile? He's like, yeah, they're weapon systems, but I can't comment.
No comment.
Oh, come on now. Killer satellites? Are they? No.
Sorry, Ty.
What he didn't tell you is I'm the NASA rep to the National Intelligence Council, and so I got to be a little careful.
He's got to be a little careful. You understand? He works for the Defense Department. He is the military-industrial complex. He openly discusses how what NASA does, only 20% is space exploration. He's pushing the climate change agenda. Okay, he's pushing transhumanism, and he's pushing old Musker nuts. Now, to get back to the fact that these satellite systems, just the Starlink ones, forget about the Blackjack ones that are launched in the ride-along program, are being utilized in warfare, I want to go back to Tucker Carlson and his opening piece last night, which I thought was pretty good, right? He was talking about the true believers and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and the Democrats getting behind the Ukrainians because Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia ruined everything. Russia put Trump in office. Russia hacked our elections. Russia disinformation everywhere. Now, let me tell you right now, a guy like Adam Schiff knows that's all Johnny nonsense. And I would assume that Nancy Pelosi, even in her old age where she can barely walk and is kind of stumbling around her words, not so much Zombie J style. I mean, it's tough to get Joe Biden style at this point, but enough where you can tell she's aged. Maybe she's not as much in the loop, but they surely are not the true believers that Carlson talks about. However, their base is, I guarantee it. These up-and-coming congressmen and senators that have pledged their allegiance to the Democratic Party probably do buy into that, probably do want to get behind it. But ask yourself, what is the excuse of the vast majority of conservatives and Republicans that are behind it as well? Well, it's really simple. This is about the military-industrial complex arming the Ukrainians as a proxy to start these wars, which can escalate to any level, okay? You got Putin and the crew openly talking about nuclear weapons, openly talking about perhaps launching them in European targets, going after those that would arm the Ukraine, okay? While we're sitting here bragging about giving them $30+ billion, bragging that they're using our Sidewinder drones, bragging that that's not enough, that we have to give them ghost drones as well. Okay, all these things are happening. And let me tell you right now, something could happen in this country. Doesn't necessarily have to be Russia, right? Just like Assange isn't a Russian agent. Assange wasn't working with the Ruskies. Okay, a dirty bomb went off here. If a nuclear weapon, God forbid, went off here, if a chemical or biological attack happened in this country, Russian sympathizers, anyone? Russian terrorists working with Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and the white supremacists? Any narrative is possible. Any narrative is possible. And by the way, all you folks of color out there, I want to let you know, you're not safe either. You're not safe either. Because whenever the narrative needs to fit beyond white supremacy, what does it go to? Oh, black extremist. Remember that one individual who tried to drive through the White House gates and was shot down? Who do they associate with him immediately? Black supremacy, black extremist, Louis Farrakhan. And now we have this shooter in New York City, okay? And if you look at his videos, what did they say? Black extremists, black supremacy. Also just happens to be that the guy was doing videos about 9/11 and questioning that event as well. Weird, weird. And yet, with all the surveillance we have, all the real-time cameras, all the biometric devices that are set up all around New York City now, and that's a reality, what happens? The cameras malfunction. See, it's just so convenient every time that technology might, you know, empower the people and hold those in charge accountable. We don't get it. We have to just, yep, Epstein killed himself twice. Both times we didn't have camera footage. That first time he tried to kill himself, didn't do it, couldn't do it, but we don't have the tapes of that. And then the second time when he was successful, we don't have the tapes of that either. And no one's even talking about Jean-Luc Brunel, who, again, was not only a close associate of Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein, but seemed to have those weird Israeli intelligence ties and was involved in what? The fashion industry and modeling and raping underage girls to the tune of Vice doing a special on it. Oh, he just hung himself as well. And nobody has any footage of it either. We're going to come back on the flip side. We're going to give Musk his due. We're actually going to play the clip where he exposes overpopulation as a myth because we want to be balanced here. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support Alex. And we are back. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. I want to remind everybody that you can see all my stuff for free, uncensored, over at rockfin.com. That's rockfin.com/Jason Burmes, including all of my documentary films, which I really believe are more important now than ever. Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and Shade the Motion Picture. And the reason I think that they are more important now than ever is because I truly believe a lot of conservatives are well-meaning people. Okay, there are a lot of people waking up on the left that are well-meaning people. But unfortunately, when viewers of this show and listeners of this show are out there playing chess, these other people, unfortunately, they're not even playing checkers. They're on Connect Four. They're on a glorified tic-tac-toe. They don't understand that Homeland Security was initially set up out of the gates for them. That's what it was. It wasn't for the terrorists overseas. It was for you. Out of the gates. Make no mistake. And that's why Loose Change, Final Cut, and Fabled Enemies are so damn important. I was sitting for about an hour with the head of OAN in D.C. on Thursday, and he must have taken two pages of notes and was only slightly familiar with the majority of what I was discussing. And I was discussing with him things like the Bilderberg Group and that they announced in 2018. We live in the post-truth world. He didn't even know what the Bilderberg Group was. And I said, he said, well, are they leftists? And I said, well, not really. You know, you got people on the right like Peter Thiel sitting next to Musker Du here. Oh, wait, these two were involved in the creation of the first large-scale digital money system, PayPal? Peter Thiel has sat on the board opposite somebody like Eric Schmidt, who is on the left, okay, of Bilderberg for over a decade. Over a decade. But the thing is, the problem is that guys like Thiel will go to Bitcoin conferences and tell you the truth about decentralization. And they'll talk about how the government is bad and how they're never going to be able to take your Bitcoin away. I don't know that that's the truth, but the truth is that we do need more decentralization and the government's not great. And that's why I understand why people want a hero, but you don't need one. You need to become your own hero. Even when Musk says truth like this, when he exposes the overpopulation.
Well, AI is certainly one of the biggest risks. It could be the biggest risk. I think we need to watch out about population collapse. This is somewhat counterintuitive to most people. They think that, well, there's so many humans, maybe too many humans. But that's just because they live in a city.
It's not just because they live in a city. It's because they've been propagated by guys like Bushnell telling you Malthus 101 is necessary and that the ecosystem is crashing. And this is why they've chosen CO2 as the gas to regulate, because it regulates all human life. Okay? They're not talking about real issues, real pollution, genomically changing, genomically modifying nature in every aspect, in plant life, in biological life. Creating chimeras. Those are the real dangers to our ecosystem.
Yeah, if you're in an aircraft and you look down, they say if you dropped a cannonball, how often would you hit a person? Basically never. In fact, the stuff falling in from space all the time. Natural meteorites, old rocket stages, all the time. But nobody worries about it, because the actual... there's a good, cool website called Wait But Why, and this guy, Tim Urban, he actually just did the math, and all humans on Earth could fit in the city of New York on one floor. Don't even need the upper floors. So that's actually, the cross-section of humans as seen from Earth is extremely tiny, basically vanishingly small, almost nothing. So we need to watch out about population collapse. Low birth rate, I think, is... A big risk. And it's also not exactly top secret. You can go and look at the Wikipedia, birth rate. So this is definitely the civilization ends with a whimper, not a bang, because it would be a sad ending where the average age becomes very high and really the youth are effectively de facto enslaved to take care of the old people.
Enslaved to take care of the old people, but I assure you that the solution that they're going to give you are robotics, automation, and again, merging with those machines. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. And that's the thing about Musk. He's warning you about all the right things, but he's bringing in their technology. And I tell you now that the brain chip is ready to be commercialized. Paralyzed man orders beer using brain implant. First words out of his mouth. And of course, this brain implant is helping the large, overweight woman who's outside in a mask with her severe depression. Sure looks like it's working. You know, let's not suggest a dietary change and some jumping jacks, getting out, walking around, maybe some human contact. No, isolate yourself, put on a mask, get out in the garden, and rev up the brain chip. That's what they're pushing on you in this post-truth world. While they set up a real ministry of truth. Well, the ministry of truth is only one part of the story, because the military's secret undercover army is 60,000 plus strong in this country, has been carrying out domestic operations for over a decade, has zero oversight, and is considered an art form known as quote-unquote signature reduction. And you can bet your ass the head of OAN had no idea about this one. This article will be a year old in 2 weeks. And who's covered it? Jason Burmes has covered it. I saw Matt Taibbi, okay, who's one of the better progressive slash left reporters out there, used to do some good work for Rolling Stone. Hell, he attacked me in Rolling Stone because of Loose Change well over a decade ago. And he posted, what's this? What's this? Well, it's an extensive investigative journalist piece that shows you that posse comitatus, or the separation of the military and police, is gone, and that they are armed with DARPA tech, such as the thing you see behind me, if you're watching on Prison Planet or on band.video or infowars.com. You see, that's not a hand. That's a hand in a biometrically capable glove. You see, it's skin tight. You put it on, and anybody's biometrics, aka fingerprints, handprints, can be put on there. Oh, yeah, and it emits human oils as well. So, in other words, biological material, and you ain't heard about it. So, guys, here's the deal in the last couple of minutes. I need all of you out there to reconsider what you think about Elon Musk. Yes, I'm for free speech. Yes, I want to see people reinstated on Twitter. Yes, I want to see the algorithms go away. Musk says, hey, I'm going to keep my biggest critics on Twitter. Well, buddy, I might be your biggest critic. How about a blue check mark, bro? I could use one. Let's up the algorithm for truth. And no matter what good things a person does or an organization does, we must always question the things that could be used in a negative connotation. And I'm sorry, I don't trust billionaires being pumped up by the mainstream media as men of the year with Defense Department contracts that are out there trying to goad world leaders into World War III. Folks, I'm going to be speaking at the Clay Clark Reawaken America Tour, I believe on the 12th and 13th over in Myrtle Beach. I'm going to be presenting a series of things about NASA, the military-industrial complex, Elon Musk, and transhumanism. So if you can make it out there, I'd love to see you there. But most importantly, we must keep Infowars.com and Alex Jones afloat. I was just in New York this past weekend at my alumni weekend, and I can't tell you how many people came up to me with a distorted view of what Alex Jones believes, of the information that Infowars.com presents, and what is truly going on at this attempt for a great reset, a new world order agenda where their great narrative is used to enslave and exterminate the human population on behalf of a predator class transhumanist agenda. I love you guys. Support Alex Jones at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will see you on the flip side.